And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The fall semester at Northland College in Ashland is underway after the small college faced closure last spring. In March, administrators announced the spring semester would be its last unless they could raise $12 million in a matter of weeks. Though the college didn't get the amount hoped for, it did see a successful fundraising campaign, enough to keep the doors open at the school that has gained a national reputation for its environmental education programs. Those programs and classes will continue, and we'll hear from the college's president on how the semester is going. But first, a review of the situation that led them here in a report last May by my WPR colleague, Danielle Kading.
In March, Northland leaders announced they needed to raise $12 million within weeks to avoid closure. The college didn't have enough resources to continue operating. Now Northland is moving forward with a pared-back curriculum of 8 majors. The college says changes to its budget, faculty, and staff will result in about $7 million in savings. The school also drew in several million more dollars in donations to address its financial shortfall. A Northland professor says more than a dozen faculty will be cut as the college seeks to enroll about 400 students. That's down from around 500. The chair of Northland's Board of Trustees says they feel fortunate the school will remain open. Like many colleges nationwide, it has faced declining enrollment and rising costs.
That was a report from last May by my WPR News colleague, Danielle Kading. We're now joined by Northland College's president, Chad Dayton. Welcome back to Wisconsin Public Radio, President Dayton.
Thank you very much, Robin. I appreciate the opportunity.
So school started yesterday, September 4th, though I will point out that we are actually recording this interview before that date. But tell us, what's the mood on campus?
Mood on campus is very positive. Obviously, our returning students are very committed to the institution. We're all faculty, staff, students, and local community very excited to see liveliness and activities on campus. And we are, after a very difficult spring, very focused on our student experience and building community and having fun together.
So what's different about this semester? I imagine some programs may have had to be cut or perhaps combined or consolidated.
Yes, during the month of April, during the process of exigency, we distilled our curriculum from over 40 majors to 8, which are our heaviest enrolled majors and our most mission-aligned offerings. So we have a more streamlined and distilled curriculum and a more streamlined admission strategy as we look to continue to recruit students over the course of this year and for the fall of next.
Last spring, we did hear from some students who weren't sure if they would be coming back because of the uncertainty. But as you just said, people are back and they're walking around campus. What are the enrollment numbers?
We are anticipating, it's still a moving target as we sit here today. Some students are still joining us as we speak. We're anticipating just under 300 students as total enrollment for this fall semester. And that's down from about 450 last academic year, about 180 returners. And we were very fortunate to welcome about 95 new students to Northland this year.
How is the school doing financially? What did you ultimately raise last spring, and what's needed to keep the books balanced?
We were very fortunate to have a lot of financial support from alumni, donors, community members, and our Board of Trustees as we completed last year, and we then focused on minimizing operating expenses, streamlining some of our systems, and renegotiating contracts. So we are overall reduced operational expenses by about $3 million. And as we embark upon this academic year, we are fortunate to have a reserve fund to support and stabilize our operations as we go forward, to the tune of about $5 million. So overall, completing last fiscal year and starting this academic year, we have raised about $8 million in aggregate. But most important is that we are in a financial position to successfully complete this academic year and look forward to continuing from there.
Your reserve fund, that's news, right? Because I don't believe you had that last year. $5 million sounds pretty healthy.
Yes, the reserve fund is a new initiative that is very much forward-looking to support operations for this current academic year and establish a corpus of dollars to stabilize operations going forward.
When we spoke last spring, I asked if some of your unique programs or institutes could be spun off or supported by a partnership of some sort, maybe with corporate entities or environmental groups. Is any of that in the works?
We continue to operate our iconic centers and our Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute as in-house entities, and they're very much an important part of our student experience, our curricular offerings, and our impact on the regional community, both economically and scientifically.
So has anyone come forward to, I'm not suggesting that someone's looking to buy one or something like that, but offer support in some way?
Each of the centers has a dedicated donor base and affinity for their various programs. But no, those are very, very much an important part of what Northland is and what we do.
So how does it feel seeing students walking around campus again, getting all their belongings together, and faculty too?
It is incredibly exciting and incredibly fun, and a very clear reminder of why we're all here and what it is that we actually do, to have students around campus, canoes on the trailers, tents and hammocks in the mall. It is, it's wonderful. Just very much, you know, excited to see a path forward to institutional viability in the long range, and a real joy to be back to what we do.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Chad Dayton. He's the president of Northland College in Ashland. The school's fall semester is underway after the threat of closure last spring. Thank you for joining us, Chad Dayton.
Thank you very much, Robin. Look forward to speaking with you again.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find stories from WPR News, including this one and our complete archives, at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.